This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Yelena Deshko, ND, a general family practitioner and the founder of Timeless Health Clinic in downtown Toronto. Dr. Deshko is a leader in the field of naturopathic intravenous vitamin therapy. And Dr. Deshko, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and thanks so much for your time. I know you're busy, so we really appreciate it. So to kick things off today, tell us, what is IV vitamin therapy? Let's start there as we get things underway.
So IV, or intravenous vitamin therapy, is the administration of different vitamins, minerals, antioxidants directly into the bloodstream via a vein. So this is administration of essentially multivitamins intravenously rather than taking them orally as a supplement.
And Dr. Deshko, why would someone choose to opt for intravenous vitamins over oral supplements?
Yeah, no problem. So when you take oral supplements, let's say a multivitamin, the absorption of those vitamins really depends on a number of factors, including the supplement form, the quality of the supplement, as well as your digestive system, how well you are absorbing those nutrients. When you have an intravenous vitamin treatment, essentially it is 100% absorbable. So 100% of all the vitamins and nutrients that are in the IV bag are available to all of your cells pretty much immediately after the treatment. So this could be very beneficial for people that have issues absorbing certain nutrients. Also, if you are suffering from different types of health conditions that necessitate higher levels of certain vitamins than you would be able to take orally, this would be a great treatment option for that as well.
Definitely appreciate the helpful info so far. Now, what is the history behind the use of IV vitamin therapy? Get into some of those details.
So interestingly, it's often thought of as a new age trend. It has become much more popular in recent years with celebrities, showing pictures of themselves receiving IV vitamin therapy. It's kind of a new trend. However, this treatment has been around for quite some time. It's actually been around for approximately 60 years. It was pioneered originally by a Dr. John Myers out of Baltimore, and what is known as the Myers cocktail. So the Myers cocktail, which is named after Dr. John Myers, is a combination of vitamin C, vitamin B, zinc, selenium, which is combined into this treatment cocktail, which he was using to treat various patients for such things as fatigue, fibromyalgia, anxiety. So it's been around for quite a few decades with a very good safety profile in all of these years. So although we might think of it as something very new, it actually has a really long history of use in medicine.
Certainly some helpful information and super information for sure on the topic today. We are with Dr. Yelena Deshko, ND, a general family practitioner and the founder of Timeless Health Clinic in downtown Toronto here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Deshko, continuing on, what type of health conditions can benefit the most from this treatment?
So in our clinic in Toronto, we see patients with a number of different health conditions really benefit from this treatment. So we see everybody from, you know, burnt out health executives, which are unfortunately burnout is becoming much more common. So people suffering from fatigue to common colds and flus to different digestive issues, all the way up to patients that are recovering from cancer or receiving adjunctive cancer therapies. So there's a really wide variety of patients that could benefit from this type of treatment depending on what the ingredients and dosages are used. So the process would be the patient would first meet with a naturopathic doctor here at our clinic, and depending on what the health concern that they're coming in with, we would tailor make an intravenous vitamin infusion protocol specifically for them. So it's not necessarily to have a health condition. Some people just want to use the therapy as a strategy to maintain and optimize their overall wellness. But it can definitely be helpful for patients suffering from chronic headaches, hormonal disturbances, anxiety and depression, chronic viral or bacterial infections. The list is actually quite extensive for the conditions that benefit from this therapy.
And certainly some good news right there. And what should someone be looking for when choosing a clinic or facility to receive IV vitamin drips?
With the popularity of IV vitamin drips in recent years, there has been a lot of different clinics popping up, and it can be a little bit of a challenge for a patient to choose an optimal facility to receive a treatment. Although the treatment is very safe, it is still considered a medical treatment, so you do want to do your due diligence when selecting a facility. You want to look for a clinic that really has a special focus on providing IV vitamin therapy, and one that has a doctor, a naturopathic doctor or medical doctor on staff at all times that can really prescribe a tailor-made formula for your individual health needs. Of course, you want to make sure that the treatment is administered by qualified staff, whether that be doctors or qualified nurses. And the cleanliness of the facility, you want to make sure that it is meeting all of the regulations in terms of providing intravenous vitamin therapy, which vary widely depending on the state or province that you're in. And you want to make sure that you are assessed properly prior to starting your treatments, so that your doctor is conducting a health analysis interview with you, going over your goals from the treatment, your medical history, doing a physical examination, and prescribing a treatment plan that would be really right to address your unique health needs.
Well, Dr. Deshko, really appreciate the information shared here on intravenous vitamin therapy and for what you do in this space as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yes, well, in our clinical experience, intravenous vitamin therapy is a very safe and effective therapy that can benefit a wide variety of health conditions, as well as for people that are looking to optimize their overall wellness.
And thanks for those concluding remarks. And of course, if listeners wanted to get more information on your practice there in Toronto or to be in touch, where's the best place that they could do that?
You can definitely check out everything we have to offer on our website, which is www.timelesshealthclinic.com.
And that is certainly easy enough. Again, Dr. Deshko, all the best, and we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Yelena Deshko, ND, a general family practitioner and the founder of Timeless Health Clinic in downtown Toronto. Dr. Deshko is a leader in the field of naturopathic intravenous vitamin therapy. And for all the details, visit timelesshealthclinic.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.